to episode 94 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reads anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright, guys. So, last episode, we got category C.
C.
I was talking faster than I was thinking. I just woke up. And we got... Crap, what was the name of it? Shoot.
Hold on.
I can't believe that happened.
The Japanese name is Chojiko Seki Orgus.
Which I think directly translates to Super Dimension Century Orgus.
That's what the wiki says anyway. But
yeah.
It was in...
We watched two.
Yeah, we watched two.
So that, then two. And it seems like that's... The two was OVA episodes. But they were pretty self-contained.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't need to see the beginning.
Like, we felt like we needed more info in the beginning, I would think, but then it explained everything.
Yeah,
in, like,
kind of.
The fourth episode, I think, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like we were missing a piece of the puzzle here, but we've seen so many bad anime at this point.
It
just felt like...
Chug along.
It's like, this is probably just what it is, so... Mm-hmm. But yeah, apparently there's a series to it, but it doesn't look like it was fully dubbed.
Yes, only 17 episodes were available in English out of 35. It looks like the original run was 83 to 84 for the first season. Can't actually find the dates for the second season, but obviously sometime after that.
Right. Yeah, it's weird the way this one's... It's old, too, so...
Yeah, super old. The, it's not that great to watch it. That being said...
It's only six episodes.
Oh, yeah, only six episodes, and it's got itself a little contained story. There's one saving grace for the entire six episodes.
Okay.
Besides that, there's a lot of bad and a lot of mediocre.
Yeah, that's...
The bad, in my opinion, is mainly dialogue and voice acting.
Yeah, but you can attest that to the time, too, though.
Some of it you can, some of it you can't, because, like, there's other things that came out in those times that weren't anywhere as glaring as bad.
True, but as a true mediocre anime of this time...
What do you expect?
Yeah, this is about as best as you're going to get that is not Dragon Ball or something like that. Anyway, you go ahead.
Premise.
Premise.
How did it start?
It started with the kid and the mechanic kid.
Oh, right. They were scavenging?
Scavenging mechs.
I mixed scavenging and salvaging together. Scavenging.
They're the same thing. One's underwater.
Yeah. Decimators is what they call them.
Yeah, so just...
Ancient Gundams that are underground, essentially.
Yeah, there's one that actually looks like a Gundam. The rest look like...
Well, yeah.
The rest of them look like crap, honestly.
Oh, like a poor man's rendition of, like, I don't know, like a four-year-old drawing it.
How long? I'm going off topic here, but how old is Gundam?
Older than this. Oldest Gundam's like 70s. And that's animated. I don't know how long like the written ones go back.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking, because it's ripping off Gundam in the early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it just made me think, how old is Gundam?
Yeah, definitely odd. So they're digging them up, and then were they attacked?
They were attacked, but...
And then the blonde guy comes along?
No, the blonde guy was there with them. Yeah, he was the one supervising the salvage.
Oh, okay.
Because the other two were just...
How do you remember that?
Because my memory isn't shit. Now, to be fair, I got a weird memory. I can remember a lot of shit. Like, in video games, I can remember whole maps without getting lost.
Well, so I guess he was overseeing it, like you said, and then they got attacked, and through their hijinks, the old man mechanic died, and what's his name? The younger kid.
Don't ask me names.
The younger kid, I forget his name, survives, and so does the military man that was overseeing. Military man is a blonde guy, and he's the saving grace of the show. He's the only fucking good part of the show, and you don't realize that at first. But then, like, there's certain things that happen throughout the show, and he's just, like, the best fucking character the show has.
He is an interesting character, that's for sure.
He does what he wants when he wants, and you don't really know why sometimes. He's just doing it.
Yeah, sometimes he plays the villain, sometimes he plays the hero.
But it's always self-interest.
It's always self-interest, but it confused me, the writing for him. It was like they didn't know what they wanted to do with him.
Yeah, I think that's right. Especially in the very beginning, because he came off in the very beginning like a piece of shit. For, you know, leaving them to die and all that jazz.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems weird that it would have a character problem like that for 6 episodes.
And then he's essentially a hero for the rest of it.
Right, and then it's also based off of a previous anime. Mm-hmm. So they probably had stuff to draw from at some point. I don't think these characters are in that anime at all.
Maybe, yeah, I don't think they are.
Maybe the girl. No.
The blue-haired girl?
Maybe the blue girl's mother or something.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. And then, like, the end of that show is where this one picks up. Maybe.
No. What I'm thinking... Well, yeah, I mean, I guess she could have got sent back. She could have got sent to the past.
I don't know.
Anyway, the premise essentially is...
let's continue.
There's
two warring nations finding these decimators and then fighting each other. But then that's the immediate premise, and then there's a grander premise.
There's 3 layers of premises going on here. Mm-hmm. So the first premise is about the characters and fighting the Devastators.
And the warring is.
Well, the second layer is the war going on between the two nations, which is pretty much England and...
German? I don't really know.
Yeah, because the other... both sides are pieces of shit.
Yeah, they're both terrible.
You don't want either side to win, so I don't know why it was even there, honestly.
It was forced drama, because they had this film room.
Felt very Game of Thrones, but I think this was poor Game of Thrones. But it wasn't good Game of Thrones either, it was bad Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
With the political intrigue. And then there's the mechs were apparently made in the future, but because of a time bomb.
Not just in the future, but alternate dimensions.
And alternate dimensions. Yeah, I know. But they say that at some point in the last episode that you guys are eventually going to create these mechs that are here now. So they're created.
And there's 4 different dimensions. What did they call a time bomb? It was some bomb name. But it's not actually a bomb.
Super time dilation or something like that. It was stupid.
And it mixed and matched these 4 different dimensions pretty much.
No, then.
Yeah, it took the alien girl.
I took different people from...
Took the decimators and mixed and matched them.
You're right.
Essentially.
It took different people because the blue-haired girl is just this second protagonist in this because there's the kid protagonist and then her is the protagonist. We're really bad with names.
She's from the other nation.
But she's like a mixed breed of different dimensions because of...
It's been 200 years since the bomb went off and then diluting the gene pool.
And then there's a robot.
And she has magic powers, like she has telekinesis powers that they only use once.
Yeah, and she's got tentacles for hair.
Yeah.
And there's a robot that, I'm assuming from the previous series.
Another dimension.
From the previous series, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, I think he might have been from that.
Now that we read that there was a previous series, that makes more sense. Mm-hmm. So he's probably from that, but...
Then he spent 200 years fixing, or 80 years fixing himself.
Yeah, because
and then like 20 years doing something else.
Because the time bomb will often kill everyone else except for him, because he's a robot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's only out in the current world for like...
Eight years
of the 200 or something.
It took him forever to fix himself and build up his robot.
Yeah, he's got a Gundam. He's the one with the Gundam.
It's super fast until that giant big one, and then so, it's not so super fast.
Right off the bat, I just want to mention it's a mech anime, so all mech loses a point for me.
Oh, it was terrible as far as mech anime is. It was bad.
So, essentially, the two nations are scavenging these Devastators. One side, the German side, that he doesn't speak English, so it's all subtitles, finds this giant, like, Egyptian kind of Devastator that shoots laser beams. Yeah, it shoots laser beams and is controlled by psychics for some reason.
Yeah, and you only ever see the psychics when they're controlling it.
And they only to show them that they die and have hemorrhages and stuff like that.
And they don't care about human life. Just give me another one.
Meanwhile, on the other side, the whole royal family assassinating each other.
Yeah, the royal family was doing that. And then in the very beginning, they were talking about the different factions of the politics with the generals, the conservative this, but then they never bring it up again, which is super weird.
And all you really need to know is the king is murdered by his wife, who's cheating on him with one of the generals, and the king's real son is playing...
Like an idiot for the past.
No, he literally says he's played mentally retarded, so he wouldn't get assassinated.
I think it was like 12 years or something like that.
Yeah, so his 12-year-old brother ends up taking the crown.
12-year-old brother is actually that general's kid, not the king's.
And then he ends up getting poisoned by the other brother, like, sometime later out of nowhere. He just decides he doesn't want to be mentally retarded anymore.
Yeah, out of nowhere. He's just like, oh, My flowers, I must defend them.
Yeah, I mean, it was, they were showing it a few times throughout the thing, like you pass a note here, or...
Well, yeah, it was like once or twice.
Yeah, and they showed little bits of it, but...
And it was in the same episode that he flipped.
Right.
So it's not like it was seated throughout.
Well, no, it was a little seated, because they showed glimpses of him, like when his dad died and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It was there, but it was... It wasn't good.
Very poorly done.
It was very rushed.
Yeah.
Because it was six episodes. But this is a story that needs time and intrigue in mm-hmm. order to take place. And it's just like, here's
You're trying to give us this deep political thing, mm-hmm. and it's like, bam, bam, bam.
Here's the highlights. Here you go. Yeah. And then the...
Ooh, perfect example. Last season of Game of Thrones. Extremely rushed and bullshit.
I actually liked the last season of Game of Thrones.
Oh, God.
I never liked Daenerys. I hated her throughout the entire
I never liked her either. And I don't, so I guess we're going to talk about something better. I don't mind her going evil. It's all what I always wanted. The problem is, it was like a light switch. She goes from freeing slaves and being the arbiter of truth and to, oh, I'm just going to murder people.
See, everyone says that, but I saw it in season three, man. Right when she was treating her dragons
she wasn't being corrupted, though. But that was it. That was the only thing.
No, she was treating...
She locked the dragons up for half a season.
But she was also merciless to her enemies.
But she wasn't doing anything evil.
By your standard, sure.
By their standard, she wasn't doing anything evil.
I'm just saying, she was going down that path the entire time.
She was not.
She was... Close. I saw it from season three. I didn't understand why everyone else was like...
You can say you saw it, but she didn't do any actions that were evil. By their standards, not
she
by ours.
She cut off people's heads and put them on pikes as women.
By their standards, that's not evil because they were doing bad things.
See, nah, if,
you have to be judged by the time you're in, not by our time. Our time, that's fucking evil.
No. I mean, don't get me wrong, she was killing evil people.
Exactly.
But does not make her any less evil for it.
Oh, again, you have to judge people in the times that they're in.
I don't agree.
I think you very much have to.
I think... That because she was she they try to portray her like this paragon, but she was not a Stark.
No, not at all.
Oh, just so you know, this show is so bad that we're talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go back.
Anyway,
to the show.
I'm in the minority with that. Anyway, so but I thought it was fine.
It was terrible. Anyway, the last couple seasons were really rushed, but it was still good enough. It didn't really matter. And the last season was just bad.
I didn't mind it. Anyway. Back to this.
Where were we?
I don't know. Political intrigue. Because we were
talking about they were doing the political, turnings, and it just didn't really matter. It was kind of boring. And what happened to the queen? I don't think anything happened to her.
She went insane because her son died. She was holding his
corpse. Yeah, that's the end of her story?
Yeah,
she was just holding her son's corpse, putting
his mouth. They say she went mad and insane, so I guess that was a good enough punishment.
Yes.
I mean, it is 1980, so you have to assume that there's a bit of sexism involved.
Yeah.
So
there's actually nudity in this show.
Weird nudity, though.
One time, and it's only
a wounded woman being treated.
Yeah, and like full on nudity. Like we talk about there being a lot of skin usually, but there's never actual nudity.
Nah,
and this actually has it. So just odd.
It was unnecessary.
It was unnecessary, but I liked it better here than when we usually see it.
I'm not saying that I'm against it or anything. It was used fine, but I just didn't see the point in it.
Yeah. It's with characters you don't care about. It's with...
See, I'm always in the fact, I'm not against nudity at all. I just need it to be a part of the story and push the story forward a little bit.
I agree. So, it really didn't do that, but half the scenes didn't do that.
I mean,
show.
That whole scene was just to show the horrors of...
War.
No, of the main characters... country's bad side.
Yeah.
So sympathize with the German side, essentially, mm-hmm. because the German sides are portrayed as pure evil, and of course there's good people on both sides. It's just the government.
My country's being attacked too, but not really, because if, like, what was happening before was the attacks were approaching the border of their country, but Up until this point, yes.
But to be fair, the political people who assassinated the king won at war.
Yes, they did.
So
they weren't any better.
It was coming at that anyway. And of course, it's both the leaders on both sides are just bad and not the people. And it's the people in
between. Yeah, it's another one of those we're the real monster. But it didn't go all the way with it. It was really the
the leaders. Power is corrupt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's literally what it was. And the story just follows the main protagonist as he becomes a soldier because he needs money.
Yeah.
And
for his sort of girlfriend, sort of not girlfriend. Her dad owned the shop. He's the one that died in the beginning. And he needed help support him.
I really wish the main protagonist wouldn't be surrounded by women all the time.
Shit, it's their...
Not just
I understand. I completely understand. It's just it's their fantasy.
It's just, in every anime, the main protagonist is just, every girl loves him, and it's just super unrealistic, mm-hmm. and super tiring at this point. We're 94 animes in, mm-hmm. and it's almost every one of them.
Yeah, it's bad.
Only really the good ones really shy away from it, and even then, it's not all of them.
Yeah, even then, like, a really good ones will still have it sometimes. Yeah. It's just not bad, or it's forgiving because
it's
so good.
Or, you know... The good ones will give the main protagonist a romance, like one romance.
Yeah, which is fine.
And that's it. And that's all you need. You don't need seven.
To be fair, we only had two, but it's
only six episodes.
Yeah, well, not only is it only six episodes, but you don't need a love triangle in every single season.
And this was kind of a love triangle, too, because she ended up giving away, turning in the blue haired girl because she's won it. Because mm-hmm. she's staying when she gave it away because she was pretty much jealous. Mm-hmm. I mean, she says she did it for him because she was afraid, but at least she did it because she was jealous.
And he hits her?
She hits her. This is definitely 1980s, which translates to 1950s in Japan, so because Japan's always 30 years behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she still loves him.
Of course
she does. Hit me all you want, but I still love you.
There's a lot of bad messages in this show, but it is what it is. It's boring and bland.
I mean, eventually, they found the big one on the bad side, and then on the less bad side, which is our main character's side.
No, I don't even say less, the other bad side.
The bad side, yeah. Our main character. The stupid king.
The prince that became king, the mentally retarded prince who became king by poisoning.
Found one.
No, he knew there was one underneath.
Well, he found it a year and a half ago.
Yeah, but he didn't want to use it because it was going to destroy his gardens.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't want to fight, or he doesn't want them to come there and fight because it'll destroy the gardens. But if he joins the fight, he's going to destroy the garden, and then he doesn't seem to care that way. It's really weird.
Yeah, and then the mech pretty much takes over and turns him into the evil villain.
Turns him into an evil robot. Yeah. He was already evil, but yeah.
And he can regenerate and stuff. No one that important dies. There's the three main characters stay alive.
Yeah.
I guess you should talk about your favorite character.
Oh, my blood. Sergeant Captain guy. I forget what his name is.
All the names don't matter.
He's the superior officer to the main character, Boy. And is that for pretty much the whole show.
Well, not at first because...
Not at first because he wasn't in the military.
Right.
But he joined that episode.
Well, he recruited him, essentially, pretty much.
Kind of forced him to.
Yeah.
You need money. I've got money.
Uh-huh.
And, he just does a bunch of things throughout the show. Like, in the second episode, they infiltrate the other country, and they find out that they've got this giant decimator, Gundam. And then the sergeant guy... has to run for his life, gets in a little decimator and runs off home, and he says on the radio, hey, good luck. Because he does this over and over again, and he's just doing it to keep himself alive. He doesn't really care about anything else. Then in the fourth episode, I think it was, Boy and the girl, they met up in the second episode. Mm-hmm. They get back to their original capital, and the sergeant guy, I wish names would be a lot better, hugs him in an embrace because he's back alive, and while he's hugging him, he licks his finger and puts tears in his eyes. I thought he was going to give him a wet willy. But no, he's like, look, I'm crying. And he just does that kind of stuff all the time, where he's just, no matter what it is, he twists it to fit it what he wants.
Right. They went undercover as lingerie salesmen so they can go to the brothel.
Which I thought that's where they would have shown the nudity. because
no, that was just so they can get
yeah. But there was a small scene where the one whore said, "You don't have any money, but I can spend some time with your little helper." And it looked like that's what was going to happen,
right?
Because the sergeant guy was like, "Yeah, definitely,"
right?
And then it just didn't happen.
Yeah, but no, I think that all that was to get the blue-haired girl into the lingerie.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's all it was. And because she had to go undercover and be in different outfits, because, of course, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's not a good show. At the end, they fix the timelines. And
kind of. They make the bomb go off again.
Yeah. And they send the blue girl back. They send the decimators back.
Oh, everybody goes back to their normal dimensions. And the end.
Yeah, and essentially it's over.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just not a lot to say about this one.
I mean, the dialogue's bad. The writing's bad. The voice acting is fine sometimes, and then, like, atrocious other times.
You know, we always complain about the length of stuff, but I don't think we've seen one anime under 10 episodes that was any good.
I think you're right.
So, I mean, take that what it is. I still rather watch an under 10 episode anime because it's just easier to get through. But they're not good, so I don't know why they bother.
You know, I don't know. To be honest, well, with an OVA, it's more or less just continuation. It's a money grab.
That's fair, but I mean, this is definitely an OVA. But like all the other ones that we watched, like there was that car one that we watched that was pretty bad. 801 TTS Airbats was bad. There was a few of them throughout that we watched. Half Dragon, which was two episodes, was really bad.
Either they jam pack way too much story into it, or there's just not enough.
Yeah, and it's poorly done.
And they jam packed a lot of story into the six episodes, and it's just poorly done.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it probably a 4, maybe a 3. I don't know, somewhere around there.
I was leaning a 5, honestly, because it's mediocre at best. You know what I mean?
A 4 then.
But it's so short that it's not hard to get through.
Yeah.
So that's why I was leaning towards 5.
We gotta stop grading things. I mean, I completely agree, actually, but we gotta stop grading things just on ease of watching it.
Well, no, we don't, because that's part of it. That's part of watching something. That's part of a review.
Is it easy to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally, if we weren't reviewing things, you would get one or two episodes, and if it wasn't easy to watch, you wouldn't watch it anymore.
That's true.
So,
what else is in C?
Oh, right, comparing this to C, because this is a C.
Yeah.
Chivalry Ever Fail Night. Claymore.
Oh, fantastic.
And I think you're going to have to look up that list.
Claymore's one. I don't give a what it is.
Yeah, Claymore was amazing. Which I know Chivalry Ever Fail Night is
terrible.
Oh, Carmody High School.
That was bad, too. That was, like, ear-gratingly bad. I don't have any fond memories of Chivalry of a Failed Night, but Cromartie High School
actually
was so bad.
We didn't like it, but we said it needed a second season, so we were willing to watch more of that.
There you go. I mean, that's so, we just got to place Lucas into it. I don't remember the first word.
Honestly, mine is Claymore. Actually, this, because of the length and mediocrity of it, then Chivalry, and then Cromartie, because those two were just so bad.
I think I'm going to have to agree with you.
I mean, the three of them are super bad, but this one's just nothing in compared to those two.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree.
So, yeah.
All right, so normally we'd spin, but I'm using my pick. And drum roll.
You want to spin the wheel anyway?
Just you want to spin it anyway?
So you have the wheel sound for you. There you go. And see what we would have gotten.
Well, yeah, let's see what we would have gotten, but I've got a pick.
It'd be funny if it was your pick.
Oh, that would be hilarious, wouldn't it? Domestic Girlfriend. We're going to click on it real quick just to see what Domestic Girlfriend is.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you what we're actually going to watch, because we're not watching that.
It's just to have it on here. You know, it's fun to see what we have. Oh, God.
12 episodes. Drama, romance, school shonen. That's not terrible, guys.
No, it's not. And it's only 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Well, what did you pick?
Sorry. Death Note. It's a very popular, very big. There is a live action Netflix adaption, which was terrible, by the way. But Death Note itself is very highly rated. I've seen it twice.
I haven't seen it.
I like it a lot.
I actually stayed away from
it. It's got its problems, no doubt. But I like it a lot, and I know you hadn't seen it, so we're going to watch it.
Okay. That's fair.
The only thing it's missing is Giant Max.
No, it's. Oh, God. So, Do you want to, since we did spin for D, like, put that somewhere along the line and watch that Domestic Girlfriend somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it, like, at the end of the season or something.
Yeah. We will remember, and then we'll do it when you edit the episode.
Yes. I figured we spun the wheel for it, and it'll probably never come up again, and I don't think it's fair.
Yeah, I doubt it would.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to not review it at some point now, because we put it in out there.
And to be fair, it didn't look...
Yeah, that's true.
The tags weren't bad, because we know what bad tags are now, uh-huh. But it looks like a teen romance movie.
That's why I was kind of... If it was like a harem or anything else, I'd be like, nope.
It could be. It could be, because a lot of times the harem tag isn't there.
That's true. But usually when they upload these things, they put harem in there because they want to spotlight that it's a harem, because apparently that's popular.
How does it become a harem? Because like if it's a love triangle, right, it's not a harem.
No.
Just three girls coming after you make it a harem? Just four?
No, I think it's you're living with them.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because that's what a harem is, essentially. Well, except there's...
I thought a harem... I mean, I never Googled it, but I thought a harem was just when a lot of women want you.
No, a harem is... Kings have, like, dedicated harems that they would sleep with all these women that they have, and they all live together in the same...
I'm Googling it. I think that makes sense in, like, a historical sense. In former times, a separate part of a Muslim household reserved for wives, concubines, and female servants.
Like I said.
The women, definition, the women occupying a harem, the concubines of a polygamous man.
Yeah, I
didn't know the definition. I didn't know that was going to be more of a religious thing. I thought it would have just been like a historical thing.
You know, it's funny. Muslims and women are, so it makes sense.
What... Mormons aren't that old. They're only like, the religion's only like 150 years old or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't even know if it's that old, to be honest. So it makes sense that you would go with the older religion that, you know, does that kind of thing.
Right.
For the definition. So yeah, well, there you go. Now we know. Death Note, guys.
I didn't know.
Well, you didn't say Muslim. You said king.
Well, they had kings did
the
it
Muslims
too.
Muslims have kings?
Oh, yeah. Kings. Saudi Arabia has princes and stuff. What do you think they are?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I'm thinking of like Afghan, like these little villages. That's what nomadic people. That's more or less what I was thinking of. I don't know why I wasn't thinking of Saudi Arabia, you know, Iran, and all.
You're
that.
Right. But yeah, I mean, they have kings too.
Yeah, definitely they do. Anyway, next episode, definitely, guys.
Bye.